At this point, just about all of Michigan's school kids are back to class, whether that's via Zoom meeting, physically distanced, or shepherded by grown-ups at home. And how's that going for everybody?
How is school? Do you like school so far or no?
I do.
Is it boring or is it fun?
It's boring.
It's boring? Why is it boring?
Because I hate staying there for a long time.
You don't like staying there for a long time?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? What do you do while you're in class?
Nothing.
Do you sit in your chair and look at the computer?
Yeah.
Dustin Walsh is a reporter for Crane's Detroit Business, and what you just heard is him with one of his preschool twin boys. Needless to say, we thought it was a good time for a welfare check-in. Dustin, you in one piece over there?
I'm not drunk yet.
Okay.
That's about all I can say. No, I'm in one piece. We're doing okay.
I gotta ask, what is virtual learning for preschoolers? I mean, what does that even sound like and look like?
Well, it's pretty chaotic. You know, the way they started out was all 22 kids into basically one Google Meetup or Zoom type program. And then, of course, a bunch of kids with headphones on. And so their parents who are either working and too busy or just simply can't hear don't know that they have to mute the mics. So it's a lot of background noise and parents doing dishes and parents on their own calls mixed in with a bunch of 5-year-olds and 4-year-olds yelling over each other. So a bit intense, actually.
What's the flow of the day like?
There is no flow. So it's wake up. They have their first Zoom meeting at 8:15. So my wife and I, both working from home, are kind of adjusting to having our schedules blown up every day. And it's a few different meetings per day with different numbers of kids in each meeting, and then a couple of assignments they have to complete. And usually by the afternoon, they're sort of done. And we can, you know, resume sort of some functional level of normalcy or what's been normal since March.
I mean, is it possible, do you find, for kids that age to really listen to other students in a way that you kind of have to on something like a Zoom interaction?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, every time they're in one of these meetings, it requires an all hands on deck from my wife and I. We have to be with, you know, we have twins, so each one of us has to be with the child to help them get through that meeting. It's a lot of boredom for these kids waiting for other kids to talk.
I'm fascinated to hear how your boys, being twins, are playing out this social experiment. Do you think that they've each absorbed and interacted a little bit differently with the virtual classroom?
Yes, I have one son that is, he's a little more calm with it. Like he kind of likes to just kind of look. He's the more quiet one. So he kind of sits in his chair a little better. And then I have kind of a more explosive, hyperactive type son who really struggles not being able to have that kind of center of attention. He likes to be the center of attention. And obviously via Zoom, it's really hard to be the center of attention without being just obscenely obnoxious. And so he sort of struggles with this idea, and he's the one that seems to get bored very quickly. And every time we now have another class meeting, he doesn't want to really get on it because he knows that, he's going to be bored now.
How did you and your wife make the decision to do virtual preschool versus maybe something in person or trying to homeschool the boys?
We wanted to stick with the local school district just because I think it's important, funding, et cetera. And the options were both sort of miserable options, right? So they had the virtual program, which is what we ended up choosing, or the remote program, which was they were remote for, I think, you know, the guess is 6 weeks and then maybe back to in person in some way, shape, or form after 6 weeks. The issue was that in the first 6 weeks, they were going to have just kind of a rotating flow of teachers. And so we really worried about that, not having that stability of a teacher, particularly on something completely new to them. So we ended up choosing virtual. And then obviously we worry about safety. My wife and I both work in pretty demanding jobs. And so we rely on I rely on my in-laws to watch the kids in certain times after we've, you know, kind of distanced through June. We now rely on them. So we didn't want to put them in harm's way. So that's kind of the decision we came up with. We still have no idea if it's the right one, but that's what we're working with.
I've got to ask, what has this been like for you and your wife?
I think one of us had, it wasn't me, but one of us had a nervous breakdown this morning, I think. it's been challenging, particularly, my wife works in the automotive industry and has a pretty high octane kind of job, and meetings and we're putting out fires at work, let alone trying to accomplish regular things. And this is kind of throwing a wrench in that. And there hasn't been a lot of planning. I think that's where for people in our fields, a journalist and an engineer, planning is sort of what we try to do. And it feels like there hasn't been a lot of planning. And it's kind of fly by night, seat of your pants kind of thing, which at least in the first 2 days, it doesn't feel like is working very well. But again, it's early. Maybe these wrinkles will be ironed out and we'll all be happy by the end. But right now, stress levels are definitely through the roof in my household.
It feels like you're just in this position where you just got through the daycare years. This was supposed to be the onset of you having more time, right? Not less.
Yeah, we were looking forward to putting our kids on a bus and picking them up at the end of the day, and that got blown up as well. So now we're spending our time and money on desks, chairs, and learning utensils or learning equipment, etc.
Would you take that tuition back if you had the opportunity?
I would gladly cut that $32,000 a year check tomorrow.
Dustin Walsh, father of two and a reporter for Crane's Detroit Business, thanks for talking to us and good luck, man.
Thanks. Pretty much appreciated. We need it.
To be honest, online schooling is not exactly a picnic for parents of older children either. I mean, some of us were challenged by helping with math homework at the best of times. Nancy Kaffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press and the mother of a fifth grader. She's been writing about online schooling lately and says, that pit of despair you're feeling as a parent right now, it's exactly what you should be feeling. Nancy Kaffer, thanks for the affirmation and welcome back to Stateside.
I'm here to affirm all your feelings of despair, April.
No, really. How's it going?
Simultaneously, worse than I expected, and also not as bad as I expected on some fronts. My child is adapting to it better than I would have thought, but the challenges, still not adapting to it well, and the challenges are pretty significant, both technological and mental and educational. There's a lot of challenges happening.
Can you tell?
Spatial challenges,
right?
Audio challenges. We have all the challenges,
yeah.
But it's a lot.
Can you tell me about some of the things that you overhear in the course of a day?
Well, that's an interesting thing. So our district has essentially taken the first 2 weeks as sort of a soft open. They're trying to set new norms around Zoom. They're trying to get some sense of where the kids are, given that they left in the middle of fourth grade. And they're just trying to get everyone comfortable with the technology. So there's a lot of just talking about, hey, don't spam the chat. But then there's also, throughout the day I hear the assistant teacher saying, hey, so-and-so, you need to wake up. I see you drifting off. So the kids are at home, so they're not maybe alert as they would be if they were in a classroom. There's just so many challenges to even just getting kids sort of engaged with the lesson.
Yeah.
In a way that they would be in the classroom. And the difficulty of doing that over the video call is just I don't know how they're doing it. It's a lot.
What kinds of things does your son say about this new thing that we're all doing now?
So my son, and I really can't blame him for this, he comes by it honestly, he's my child, wants to keep up a running commentary to me. We're working in the same room right now, unfortunately. It's a limitation of our space. We have to work in the same room. And he wants to keep up a running commentary to me about everything that's happening. Did you hear that? Did you hear what she said? Oh my goodness. So-and-so just sent something to the chat. He's going to get in trouble. She just told so-and-so to wake up.
You have a chatty office mate.
Yeah. Who would have thought my kid would have a lot to say?
Nancy recorded a conversation with her son about online schooling. Let's take a listen to a little bit of it.
What do you like about it?
I like how it's not as hard as it used to be.
Does it feel like real school?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, sort of, because, you have to be on a computer, you're not actually in person, stuff like that.
Do you feel like it's going to be a good year?
Yes.
What distracts you?
just that we're at home, because, you know, like, let's say our cat's just walking around the room. Hey, there's my cat. But in school, you won't be like, hey, there's my cat.
Because your cat doesn't go to school.
No. Oh, I wish. So she would be more smarter.
And also, you like to talk to me about what's happening.
Yes.
And I keep going, what do I say?
Pay attention.
Do you think you'll stop getting distracted?
Maybe.
Were you distracted literally right now when I asked that question?
Yes.
Do you miss seeing your friends in real life?
Yes.
Do you hope you'll be able to go back to face-to-face school soon?
Yes.
Nancy Kaffer, is it possible that this school year is just going to be one of those experiences, like losing power during a storm, that it's kind of hard to put a good face on? It's just, it's going to be not fun.
You know, I think I got a lot of emails from readers sort of chiding me for being negative about the school year, because they're saying, you know, if you don't have a good attitude, how can you expect your son to have a good attitude? Well, you know, he's 10, so I don't need to tell him this experience is good or bad. He can kind of figure that out on his own. And not acknowledging that this is very challenging, I don't know that we're doing our kids a service if we pretend like this is okay or that this is normal. I mean, I do, you know, I maybe complain more in my columns than I actually do to my child. Just anyone listening wants to know about that. But, you know, I think you're right. You can't say, kids aren't dumb, and you can't say this is fine, this is great, and have them just be like, oh, okay, this is great. Is this going to be a complicated year? I would like to think that we're getting this under control and we'll be able to have face-to-face learning. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know whether schools are even prioritizing that. There's a good chance that we are going to be in an online format all year long. I don't know how meaningful education can be over Zoom. I know that teachers are working their hardest to make it happen. I know kids are trying their hardest to learn. But yeah, you know, I think we've got to kind of acknowledge this is not optimal. And that's part of why I've written as many columns as I have critical of this, is that online education is being presented like it is, you know, a full equivalent to being in school, and it simply isn't. What I wish that school districts had done was figure out, rather than try to replicate the day of school in an online format, which a lot of districts are doing. Some districts are doing things differently, but a lot of districts are simply delivering a standard day over a Zoom call. And what I wish they had done was to figure out, what are the important things that happen in this day? What do we really need to do in person? How can we do that safely? And what can we deliver online? And how can we do that effectively? That seems to me like it would be a more successful way to approach this.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. Nancy, thanks for being with us, and hang in there.
Thanks, April. You too.